Adventist Young Professionals presents the following breakout session as part of the 2025 Behold Convention. We hope you enjoy this session and the entire series of inspiring presentations.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you very much that we are going to start this lesson, guided by the Holy Spirit. This prayer we ask in the name of the Lord, of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so there will be more good to have discussion and interaction with each other. Okay, so here is a mission and discipleship. What you understand of mission? What is a mission? What is a discipleship? So today is, why mission? You know, and mission, actually, whose mission we are working? Certain time, we lay member always thinking about, oh, mission is not doing for me anything. You heard about that one. These, the pastors or leaders, they are a mission. Basically, mission is, we are a mission actually. Missions belong to God, not belong to human being. That is something very important. And why is a mission is important? We need to understand why mission is important. Mission is important because we all believe Christ is coming soon. Yep. Christ is coming soon. And mission cannot be complete. Christ cannot come without his accomplishment of mission. So today, I just want you to draw the 3 points. The first phase, what is a God's mission? So, okay, let me change here. Okay, what is God's mission? Basically, the God mission, if you can see the first Genesis is the first chapter you read, you know, the creation. The missions, you know, if you see the 3 points, the first comes the creation. God lets us make mankind our own image, in our likeness. And God made human being, you and me. You know, the one writer wrote very, very finely and make us understand what's meaning that God created human being his own image. He described a way, this own image he nailed down, and we find his shadow and made a man. It's wonderful. And his perception and his thought. But here is something very important. So God created mankind his own image. If you see here down, be fruitful and increase. So God, basically, when we talking about God, he's beyond creation understanding, you know. When we see the created being, we are created being, but somebody there is a creator. So creator is not limited to a time, not limited with any objects. Means if somebody have created this laptop, it means the creator is not inside the laptop, it's outside the laptop, right? The same manner. And second thing, and he blessed. He said, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue, rule over the fish in the sea and the bird in the sky and over every living creature and that move on the ground. So he has a plan. Everything is set. You know, he created human being and the bless, he said, fill the earth. It's a blessing. So the first mission was creation. He created everything. Even, you know, God created a man such a way, even a creator like me not understand much about our own body. Like example, in the beginning of my, you know, when I was a child, like teenager, I was like, why God, you just, you know, how you made so ugly? You know, you see, those days, you know.
Then when I read the Bible, and then I found I'm the most handsome guy. When you see the mirror, the right here is the mirror, you know, everything got placed in the right place. Like I is the right place. Everything. So everyone is a beautiful and handsome. Every hair, you know, God placed the right place. Why? Because He is a creator. He is a creator. Number two, you see, when everything's created, and what happened then? Sin enter. Sin enter. And because of sin, things are spoiled. Totally spoiled. You know, nowadays we appreciate people, we appreciate mountain and river. But this all to which we appreciating, they are all defiled one. Right? This all a defiled one. And redemption is God wanted to redeem because the things are totally spoiled. Here is, but when the set time had full comes, God sent His Son, born of the woman and born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because are His Son, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our heart, and the Spirit who call out, Abba Father. Why I'm telling this one? The two important points. Number one, creation. What He created because of our sin is defiled. So now the second mission started. You know, to redeem the plan of salvation. So redeem. So now the process of, now at present, God's working. His mission is started because He doesn't want people die. He want people to get the everlasting life. You know, I had a business, and I used to designing grills. I had a fabrication business. Even myself, if I made something, I don't want that thing spoiled. People will use and people will appreciate me. Who designed? Oh, Meshnag designed this one, right? And even our baby, our son and daughter, we don't want they'll get sick. We want it, they will be fine, they will be healthy. Though as a human being, we're thinking like that, how the God wanted to redeem everything, restore everything God wanted to restore. Number three. Number one, His mission is what? Creation. Number two, His mission is redemption. And number three, we all are waiting for new earth. These three things is very important. Bible says in Revelation 21, 24, 26, the nation will walk by its light, and the king of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will be gets or ever be shut, for there will be no night. So this is something important to know here. The God who a creator, who created, and He finds something wrong happen. Not because of God created. Because our desire. We committed sin and everything is spoiled. And then second mission is to redeem. Third one, what is the ultimate goal? To take everyone to where? New earth. This is the ultimate goal. So the God mission is a three-phase: creation, redemption, and new earth. And now what's the redemption work is going on. The Jesus who died for me and you, and He wanted, what to do? Go and tell people, because we cannot, We are not qualified. We all are sin and fall short of glory of God. We all are sin. But in His mission, what we are? We have opportunity. And big doubt. If this is something, sometimes we have to thank the Lord to give the opportunity to live in Christ. So we don't have the power. But why you? That's important. Why you? Why God telling you? It's not matter that you have quality, but matter God wanted to make you channel of blessing, to be a partner of His mission. See, God could have reached His objective in saving sinner without our aid. Yes or no? Is really God required your help, my friend? Huh? Or your help? If I say no, 100 Umesh will come. Yes or no? Yeah. 100 Umesh will come. Why me? That's something important to think. Why me? Why you? You know, when I accepted Christ, I came from a Hindu Orthodox family. Morning and evening, we had idol worship in a home. God had chosen me from there. And I'm always asking question, why God, why me? If really you need me to save the world, to tell the people the gospel? No. But why me? Look at what Ellen G. White says here. But in order to us to develop the character like Christ, we must share in His work in order to enter into the joy and the joy of seeing soul redeemed by His sacrifice. We must participate in His labor for their redemption. You understand why me? Sometimes we should not think, oh Lord, I'm doing your work. Look at that. I'm day and night. Oh, going here and there. I'm sacrificing my family. No, God doesn't want you to sacrifice your family. God doesn't want anything from you. But why God asking you? Because God have interest on you as an individual. Yes? Is something very important? No? God have interest in you. Why God wanted interest in you? Because God wanted to see you in new earth. But we are so much busy bringing other people. God said, go and preach. Why God saying go and preach? Because when we participate in His mission, then He will change the character. Because of sin, our character is what? Defiled. To go to new heaven, God wanted to correct your character. That's called redemption. And how is it happen, basically? Oh, we have to pray every day. We have to read the Bible. Let me ask one question. Do you love to read Bible or not? Okay, be careful. I'm asking question. Really, you love your reading Bible? Yes, okay. Okay, now my next question. How many times you read the Bible? But once and twice a day? Yes, 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 twice a day. Wonderful. You know, from the beginning we learn from the pastor, though I came from different religion, but I experience, the pastor says, every time, every day, at least you read one chapter. Yes or no? Some have traditions. Every morning, reading one chapter. Yeah? And sometime, you said you love reading Bible, okay? Statement. Careful. And morning when we get up, we open the Bible. What we do first? Sometime we check this chapter, how long this chapter? Is it true? Yeah? My friend? Yeah, this is true. We wanted to read the chapter because it's become a tradition. This become tradition to read the Bible. Okay? So before we start, we check how length, how big chapter is. Sometime after half chapter, okay, no problem. We'll read half later. Sometimes it happens. I don't know, happen with you or not. But when we read first and we go last, we forget what we read first. And we just say amen and close the chapter. Is this we can say that we love Bible reading? I think, you know, I don't know, maybe you're unmarried. You're married or unmarried? Huh? Well, unmarried. Okay, no, more than unmarried. I'm a married guy. Anyway, when you have your fiancé or you're to dating somebody, you love to spend time with her or him. Yes or no? That's called love. Even, you know, even I don't like blue color, but my fiancé like blue color. So I start to wear the blue color because not that I like, but because she liked or he liked, whatever. Okay? So here is love means something you spend time together. Yeah? Something you spend time together. Here is, to reading the Bible is good, but here is more important. God wanted to change your character, to bring your position so you can reach new earth. You can reach eternal life, you'll get eternal life. So here is, you can carefully read here, to order for us to develop a character like Christ. So reaching that point, you need what? Character like Christ. And this not only happen when you just read the Bible. Or just prayer, just close war and prayer. It's not happen when you only go Sabbath morning, worship and come down. And after say, oh, Pastor, yes, you preach good. You know, thank you very much, Pastor. Happy Sabbath. Even sometimes you sleep. But you say, happy Sabbath, Pastor. You preach very well, right? Yes or no? It's a happen. Because sometimes Sabbath, reading the Bible and prayer become a tradition. You know, I have Muslim friend. They said, oh, we have a five-time prayer, right? I also say, I'm also doing five-time prayer. When you guys have the five-time prayer? Yes. When I get up from the bed, I say, thank you, God. Then I go breakfast, number two. Then lunch, number three. Then dinner, number four. And go to the bed, number five. But is this prayer? No. This is not prayer. It just gives satisfaction, you know, that I have done something. I did prayer. So basically, God wanted you to develop character like Christ. So this is the first and last and priority eligibility to reach that point, new earth. But we cannot do ourselves. We don't have power to do. That's why God say, you know, when you join His mission, then what will happen? Its character will change. So that's why God's mission is important, not only to reach the people, to bring more people, but yourself. That's why we need to enter in His mission. That's something very important. I hope you understand this point. So why you? Because God have interest in you. Oh, God wanted to choose me because God wanted to bring more people. This is secondary. That is a secondary. God wanted to bring more people. This is secondary. But first, God wanted you. That is mean. God wanted you. What a wonderful God we have. Right? What a wonderful God we have. That God wanted you. God wanted to show the interest in you. Not the first, not other people. First you. And then God wanted to make you a channel of blessing to other. Any question you have? Clarification? So mission is important. Why mission is important? Because it changed the life. He changed the life. He changed the purpose of life. That's why mission is important. See, here is now the second part of this presentation, you know, the combination of the mission and discipleship. What is discipleship? Training and teaching others. Sister, what is discipleship according to you? Helping people develop. Okay. Is your Bible say go and make a member? Huh? What he said? Go and make a? But what happening nowadays? Numbers in a book, members, right? So, see, God will never bless if you not if you do something which is not in the Bible. Yes or no? So Bible says, go and make a disciple. And what basic we're doing? We are going and making member. So what is different between member and disciple? One difference. Eh? Active, very good, wonderful. Heart for Christ.
Not just for act.
Okay, not for act. Very good. You are very good. Anything else? Disciple make more disciple. You know, a disciple, let me give some definition, then we'll come back to this point. What is the definition of disciple? The term disciple originated in the Greek word, right? And which is translated into the learner. The etymology reflects the fundamental essence of being disciple, emphasizing the role of learning in the disciple's journey. So disciple basically is not a one-time act. It is what? It's a journey. Oh, I was a disciple. No, you cannot say. You know? You have heard about, oh, when I was pastor, this church was full. When I, right? But now, am I not a pastor? So once you missionary, always you are missionary. So disciple is like a journey, you know? And number two is important to know this historically. The concept of disciple has been synonymous with the people-teacher relationship. And where the disciple learn from the and emulate with the teachers and teaching with the lifestyle. And one very good writer, he says, states simply discipleship means learning from and following a teacher. There's no other way. Secondly, the term disciple, pivotal in the Great Commission, imparted by the Jesus Christ, go therefore, make a disciple of all the nations. Of course, this is the right Bible, right? Go and make a disciple. So in the last days, is God wanted to that his church will full with member or disciple? Disciple. It's very clear mandate, yes? Yeah, there's no confusion and not much interpretation. And expression, you know, disciples does not refer to the 12. We'll say, and so we, some people say, okay, Jesus, you know, selected disciple, the 12, but it's not limited to 12. Everyone, this broader interpretation signifies that followers of Christ are called to be disciple and embracing the teaching of the lifestyle of Jesus. So everyone, even the pastor, should first be what? Disciple. So now again we come to the question, what is the major difference between disciple and a member? What is the major difference? Disciple, what you say is disciple bring disciple. You know, that you can, let's discuss about the true characteristic of the church, success church. You know what? Number one, if the church is full of disciple. Number two, when the church disciple, church will bear the baby. என சர்ச் வில் பிளான்ட் அதர் சர்ச். அண்ட் நம்பர் த்ரீ இஸ் இஃப் த டிசைபிள் தேர் ஃபுல் யூ கேன் சே செல்ஃப் சஸ்டெயின் சர்ச். யூ நோ சம்டைம் மெம்பர் ஆல்வேஸ் கம் சே ஆ ஐம் அ டைட் பேயர். யூ ஹர்ட் அபவுட் தட்? மேக் மீ எல்டர், ஐம் அ டைட் பேயர். பட் டிசைபிள் நெவர் சே. டிசைபிள் பிரிங் ஒன் மோர் டிசைபிள். So in the last days, if we wanted to accomplish the mission of God, we have to change our focus to member to disciple. That's why God have interest in you. You want to call yourself member of Seventh-day Adventist Church, or you want to call yourself that you are disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's something very very important. Okay, the early disciples were active, spreading the teaching of Jesus, engaging its missionary work, and forming the foundation of the early Christian community. These active participants highlighted the dynamic aspect of discipleship, where learning is paired with action and witness. It means, simple means, whatever you do, whatever you are, you have to call for, God call for discipleship. You are the disciple. So, you know, sometime we say who you are. What we said? We are Christian. God have blessed to plant the church in city of Kolkata. There now we have 16 church. 130 year and that city have only one church. Over 17 million population. Recently, God have blessed us to plant 16 church there, the new church. And I so surprised, one meeting I was conducting, after the meeting, I asked two lady, who you are? You know what they said? They come from the Hindu family. They baptized. I expected they will say, you know, now we are Christian. No, they didn't say that one. They said, now we are disciple of Jesus. I said, what you do? How to justify your title? I said, every day I'm giving at least one flyer to someone. Every day. He's a wife of one of the police inspector. She said, every day I'm giving the flyer to somebody. It's a great work. So disciple, important. So those days, when the disciple, there was only 12, they became 70, they were 130, and they multiply. And that's the result. Now we and you and I are here because somebody have told us about Jesus. Here, let me, okay. So now here, because I'm come from South Asian religion. So I just titled here religion. Who will disciple the non-disciple? Sometime our ministry among the Christians, you know that? Sometime Adventists go to Pentecostal. Sometime Catholic become Pentecostal. Sometime Pentecostal become Seventh Adventist. We are exchanging. But who will go to, you can say, non-Christians and non-disciples? Somebody have to go, right? Our neighbor faith. We have, in India itself, 1.4 billion population. How many? 1.4 billion. You know, we cross the China. We are the first now. Can we proud myself? I'm the first. 88% Hindus. Who will go to them? Even now, everywhere you go, even Kenya, you go, Africa, you go, America, everywhere you find South Asian. Yes or no? Hinduism is everywhere. And I'm surprised to know even many African countries have now big temples. and Africans become a priest? I have lots of videos. So who will go there for South Asian? Who will go to the Muslims? Who will go to the Buddhist? So disciple, the basically those days, what disciple did? They reach people, those who are unreached. And that's only the mission of God. Reaching to the unreached. Of course, we are so much busy with our professional, our work, and we are very much satisfied with the activities and event of the church. But somebody have to go. That's why God call us. What should be method of discipling in South Asian context? South Asian context, what I'm saying, because it's connected to the Hinduism. And of course, you can join the Muslim. You can also the Buddhist. So many countries are the Buddhist countries, Japan and Tibet and, you know, Bhutan. There's no Adventist presence. And now the God's call, you and me, to think about it, to pray about it. How many times we pray for these people as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Oh Lord, send me or send someone to reach this big group of the people, those who are unreached people group. You know, the disciple means you have, if you say you are a disciple, it means you have master, yes or no? And who's our master? Jesus Christ. In India, let me talk about Hinduism a little bit. The India, the guru, you know, master means guru. Spiritual master means a guru. We say guru. The spiritual master, South Asian, highly regarded. Even they regarded more than God. It's a more than God. And that's why they have prayer in their scripture. You know, more than, they have God, Goddess name here, more than. And what is meaning? Basically, guru, combination of two words. Guru means darkness and ru means remover. And darkness, remover from light. You know, these people are seekers. They are waiting for somebody who will come and remove their darkness from their life. And not only that, if you go to urban, those who have money, those who have their own money, those who have, the wealthy or poor, they need someone. Their life is empty. That's why the disciple work is start. That's why God say you make a disciple. This also same Hinduism is similar concept in the Bible. When the Lord Jesus Christ was in the earth, people recognized him what? As a master. The master. And the Jesus said, Mary, the turned toward him and cried out in Arabic, Rabbi. Right? Rabbani, which means a teacher. And many places, if you see the Bible, you know, number of times written, Jesus Christ considered as a guru. So, how we become a missionary? This is important because our title is mission and discipleship. And these two have the combination to accomplish his mission. We have to accept that he is a master and I am a disciple. And see, something's very unique here. God doesn't want you to be only his disciple, but he wants to make a master to you be go. You go and make a more disciple. Not for disciple yourself, but disciple of Christ. And this not happen if you are not a disciple. Because disciple bring disciple. Disciple imitate, you know, disciple act like his master. And that's Jesus want. And that's Jesus say, you know, he is interesting in you because he wants to develop your character like Christ. So when you have character of Christ, then we act. How will act? Like a Christ. Like Christ. And then people will come. So what people see in you? Oh, Pastor Umesh, you are a good preacher. You are a good presenter. You are a good singer. You are a good technician. No, people want to see you. It's your life, selfish life. Disciple, you know, people wanted to, why people want to come to you? If you're same like them, but they want to see, this sister can help me about my spiritual challenge. Spiritual power, knowledge of God. So now we come to that point of the reading the Bible. How we'll get the spiritual power? How we'll get the knowledge of God? You know, when we expend time with the Lord. In the last days, Satan doesn't want that you expend time with the Lord. He wants to steal your time. Yes or no? Nowadays, our thumb became more active. You know that? How? I don't want to tell. Nowadays, what's happening? Satan is very clever. He doesn't want that you watch what you want, but he wants that you watch what he wants to show you. Yes or no? It's just coming up. Just coming up. He is very clever. He wants to take away the precious time, the time that you and God have communication with you. But that time, he wants to engage you the way he wants. So you cannot have any time to expend time and gain the knowledge. My friend, God is calling you for his mission. Now up to you. You want to be a disciple or you want to be just a member? The field is open. Even you can go, you can check your character. How I can develop myself? How my life will be selfless life? So I can be a part of Christ's work and his mission. So be part of to remove the darkness from the life of the people. And what will happen? When we spend more time and we understand the mission of God is not optional. It's a mandate for everyone. Remember, we call ourselves Christian. The name will not take us in the new earth. But our act and the character of God will take us there. So this is time to renew our relationship and understand that you are not a member, but you are what? Disciple. May God bless you. When tonight, when you go to home and a bed, you call yourself, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. Can you? Not a member. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. God bless you and have a good day. Any question you have? So how you can be part of this mission, his ministry, engage yourself in among the Hindus or praying for the Hindus, praying for the Muslim, praying for the Buddhists, because this is our big community and they are away from God. So visit our booth outside, Adventist Mission. You'll get all the email addresses and same time our website. We're developing lots of material and we're giving training all over the world to the lay members, to the young people, to the pastors and pioneers, how to reach this special group. Because God loves Hindus, God loves Muslims, God loves Buddhists, God loves secular people. And that's why God has calling you and me to reach them. May God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this breakout session presented by Adventist Young Professionals as part of the 2025 Behold Convention. We invite you to explore the other sessions in this series and continue the journey with us.